Thank you. Welcome back. You just heard Deku from the Fight Crab OST with the theme Great Monster. Before that was a song that is credited with beginning jungle as a genre, if you can believe it, from the Wolverine Adamantium Rage Super Nintendo OST Tri-Fusion or Boss 2. Before that, something from Hylix. I had to do it to him. Hylix 2, the OST. An excerpt from Fancy Meat Computer, a boss theme. Prior to that, I had Battles with Wall Street. Now, that's not boss music, but doesn't it sound like it? Prior to that, Shin Megami Tensei 4 OST, Battle B2, the boss battle theme. When things get real in the world of Shin Megami Tensei. Now, we have something before that with its own wiki. Not its own game, unfortunately. The Tuba Brothers Battle Theme. Prior to that, it was Cadillacs and Dinosaurs OST, the beloved arcade version, Box 4 intro. Then we had Pixel Noir with Boss Fighting for Truth, the Maxo remix of that track. And of course, we had the Sin, the Slumbering Dragon, a very James Bond sounding theme from the Dark Souls 2 soundtrack. And we kick things off with, from Solar Ash, the Forgotten Thresher. Anatomy of the Ear is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies, made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. Coming up next, it's Yik.
Do 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 do
You just heard a track from Phantom Dust OST, Dream. That is the final boss theme from that soundtrack. Now, the game never came out in the US, and I really would have preferred to play you the track that was from Vincent Gallo, but we had to keep with the theme. Prior to that, Berserk Musu OST, Enjoyment and Excitement. That's the walled theme, the walled boss theme. Prior to that, Mikitama from the Plock OST, the boss theme, but the Overdrive remix. Then we had a Cuphead track, High Noon Hoopla, a Street Fighter track, Killing Moon from the Akuma stage. Prior to that, it was Angerfoot with the Pizza Pig boss. Anoint, the band Anoint from the Rising Up OST, with the boss fight for that particular game. Then Sekiro, the Miss Noble flute song, and we kick things off with the Golden Alpaca boss theme from Yik. Coming up next, and finally, a forlorn final boss theme, the last boss theme.
a teacher was recently forced to take down a poster in her classroom that said, "Everyone is welcome here." They said that was a divisive political statement. And you know what? From the fascist point of view, that is a divisive political statement, because their goal is to ensure that everybody is not welcome in this country. And it starts with this war in the classroom to teach kids that this is the new reality.
That's Jesse Hagopian, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Jesse Hagopian on the war on education. The right-wing war on education is well documented. The battleground extends from elementary and middle school all the way up to Harvard and Columbia. Books have been cut from curricula and pulled from school library shelves. Teachers have been fired. Schools that teach critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion are being threatened with defunding. The radical right wants to control what is being taught. They want to turn the educational system into an indoctrination machine. Their goal includes plans to abolish the Department of Education. Students who peacefully protest and exercise their First Amendment rights have been, in some cases, suspended, expelled, and even denied their diplomas. Some international students have had their visas canceled and may face deportation. Jesse Hagopian says what's at stake is the freedom to expose injustice and to tell the truth. Our guest today is Jesse Hagopian. He's a Seattle-based educator who has taught in public schools for over 20 years. He's the director of the Zen Education Project's Teaching for Black Lives campaign. He is an editor of Rethinking Schools and the author of Teach Truth, The Struggle for Anti-Racist Education. He spoke at Socialism 2025 in Chicago in July. And now, Jesse Hagopian.
There is a war going on right now to eradicate ways of knowing that challenge power. And my book talks about this war, but it's not just about the repression, it's also about the resistance, both the brave resistance happening right now and the long legacy of the fight for black education and liberatory ways of knowing. You know, I just want to stress that because education at its best isn't just preparation for work under capitalism, it's preparation for freedom. We fight for schools that don't just sort and rank children, but help them build solidarity, that don't just serve a capitalist economy, but serve meeting human needs, and don't just enrich a few wealthy parasites, but actually expand our sense of belonging, our imagination, and help us build a world where nobody is disposable. And so I offer this talk today not just as political strategy for how to fight back against billionaires and white supremacists, but also as a fulfillment of my promise to my ancestors that I wouldn't lie about their experience and that I would share it with everyone that I could. The laws today.
Hello, this is Annie Mae, the neo-soul songstress, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.